Go ahead and launch into the news. This first piece I thought about not airing yesterday. In fact, yesterday I decided at first not to play this. I read the writer's analysis of it, but I didn't show the video. You know what? It's not obscene to show you what war really is. It's obscene to glamorize it like a John Wayne movie and not be honest. And so we're going to show you this video here. And believe me, this is nothing compared to some of the videos. This is the recipe for success. This is the 40,000 dead conservatively, most of them women and children. This is the carpet bombing and leveling of major cities and towns in Libya and foreign al-Qaeda forces coming in to the country. So I want to read this as I did last night, but then accompany it with the video. And I know a lot of families watch the show every night. If you do have children with you, you might want to have them turn away, or perhaps you should have them watch it so that when an army recruiter comes to try to get them to be involved in war, they understand the truth. Look, if you're actually being attacked, you'll know it's a righteous war, and then it's got to happen. But these drones killing up to 200 people at a pop, and the Pentagon says it's worth it to kill 200 people if you kill one bad guy who they say is a bad guy, no judge, no jury. This is dehumanizing everybody. It's one thing to have war when somebody assaults you, and it's right there face to face. But this whole system of cowardly drones expanding, which they now say is going to be used against the American people, is incredible. So here's your Peace Prize winner. There he is right there with the Nobel Peace Prize. They're actually talking about giving him another one. It's all part of the psychological warfare where war is peace. A recipe for success. The grinning shill international terrorist president of the United States talks up the regime's atrocities on a late night comedy show with the host audience and millions of people out in TV land going along with it. And he goes on to say, holy bleep. Yeah, I remember Bush at that press dinner going, no weapons of destruction under here. No, none under there. And we cut in images of dead children. Well, we just cut in images. We're going to actually show you it happening here in a moment. And again, this tears my guts out having little toddlers. But you need to see it. You need to really, really wake up and look at it and take it in. That's where you're going to find your humanity. They want to just sell you all this is sexy and cool. It's not sexy. To me, Obama's recipe for success looks like and sounds like a child with the lower half of his face blown off. The child's horrifying screams emerge through a pulpy, gaping cavity where his mouth and jaw used to be. You shouldn't watch the video if you know what's good for you. But it reminds me of the words of Harold Pinter, and then we'll go to the clip. It never happened. Nothing ever happened. Even while it was happening, it wasn't happening. It didn't matter. It was of no interest. The crimes of the United States have been systematic, constant, vicious, remorseless, but very few people have actually talked about them. You have to hand it to America, that is the globalist controllers that hijacked us and use us in their name while we all think we're the good guys. It has exercised a quite clinical manipulation of power worldwide while masquerading as a force for universal good. It's a brilliant, even witty, highly successful act of hypnosis. Okay, let's go ahead and go to the recipe for success. You have a foreign proxy army, al-Qaeda in this case, come in. They start shooting police, blowing buildings up. The government fights back. And then you just bomb the entire infrastructure out, killing at least 40,000 people, bombing apartment buildings, you name it. And then you call it freedom and liberty because the Peace Prize guy's doing it. And then the very same global bankers that did all this come in and take control of the country and put them all in debt to rebuild the nation. By the way, I've talked to the military people at the centers where they bring the dead bodies in. More than 50 U.S. troops were killed. You're just going to hear about them dying in car wrecks or plane crashes. So that's a lie, and it's admitted that U.S. forces with NATO forces were on the ground. So just more lies from this piece of trash, this murdering piece of garbage, this Hitler wannabe, this puppet minion piece of trash, Barack the mass murderer, the butcher of Libya, and Mr. Torture that all you mainline liberal scumbags love so much. War is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. Well, there's your John Wayne for you. That's modern warfare, not men out on the field lining up with their swords and hacking each other up, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, it's men. It's unchivalrous, it's illegal, it's trash, it's pure wickedness. And that's what bombing cities is. That's what it is. And I heard that swollen, demonic, heroin head blob, Rush Limbaugh, earlier this year, say, hey, we're a wimp nation now. War is about bombing cities and killing everybody. Why? Because Hitler taught us that. He bombed cities. And so then we bombed them 10 times as bad, drop atomic bombs on people. You know, the Japanese at Pearl Harbor, they attacked military targets. I'm not saying that was good, but it was damn military targets and men that signed up to have their jaws blown off. Not little kids like that. And all these crimes are going to be brought back on America tenfold. Don't you ever, ever think we're going to escape our karma or the fact that we reap what we sow, what comes around goes around. Man, I am God-fearing. Let me tell you, when you look at the million-plus dead Iraqis, the biggest percentage children, that's nothing. I could show you a charnel house, hours of kids. But nobody gets upset about that. But when the Marines grab a puppy and rip its head off or throw it off a cliff, everybody gets mad because that's a dog. See, humans have been dehumanized. Everybody gets upset about a dog, but the globalists are trying to take that video down everywhere. They can show you violence all over YouTube all day long. But they can show you American citizens jumping out of buildings that are burning. But they will not show you stuff like that because they want you to romanticize these sickening wars. God Almighty. And of course, you watch that kid's just been drug in there quickly and they hold him down and get his pulse. And the word is that kid died. Of course, the entire jaw blown away. And you can see him, starting to go out. And hey, that's the bad guy. We're fighting Al-Qaeda, but they put Al-Qaeda in and gave them the missile systems now, so they can now menace the United States. We're run by psychic vampires. We're run by scum. And the America we're all told is so great and good, it wouldn't do anything like this. But again, the liberals love it, because it's a black guy doing it. And you know what he told Congress? When Congress said, don't do this war, he said, go to hell, I got the UN. And the liberals kind of went, woo, we're bringing down America. Woo, this is fun. And all these neocon warmongers are praising it. All of them are effeminate men who never went to war. That's what's so weird about this. It's all that blob, that sack of pus, Hillary Clinton, all these murdering, limp-wristed trash. And all these effeminate men who've never been in combat or never been in a war, never did anything, who get off on the power of it. They are the anathema trash. You want to know why I do what I do? Because I realize these are a bunch of child-murdering garbage. I mean, hell, they got the TSA groping your daughters and sons and getting off on hiring every pedophile they can. This is evil. This is Hitler. But it doesn't look like Hitler because people think a black guy can't be Hitler. See, you always think of the last tyranny as the way it looked before. Tyranny can come in any shape or color. It's what's in the soul, but this is just a ringwraith minion person. The point is, he's their front guy, Nobel Peace Prize. Well, you let that image of that little child with their lower mandible and their throat completely blown out. Hours of excruciating pain before the child bled out. You just remember that. Remember those tens of thousands, and they're going all over Libya, killing every black person they find, hacking them up, mass graves everywhere. That's your Al-Qaeda. And the left is like, this is a sacrament. Just like Margaret Sanger said, we got to pose as liberals so we can abort these black people. I mean, it's just the best bite, the cherry on top. And then just like we told you 3 years ago in the Obama deception, they sent a so-called black man, to Africa with Africana. Now he is going to launch the war to just slaughter Africans and deindustrialize them from the north to the south. And he will be praised and he will be worshipped for it. Because that is what a nation of zombies loves. And you will have your pension funds taken. You will have your jobs taken as well. You will be injected with cancer viruses. Your child will have it worse than that child as they die of cancer from the vaccines you were given and the fluoride. They'll take them years of chemotherapy and vomiting and pain and crying and their hair falling out to die. It'll be even better because, see, Obama and the globalists are vampires, psychic vampires. They like all of this. They enjoy this. This is what feeds them. And, see, I can see them. And my job is to just get you to take the blinders off. In They Live, it's the opposite. You know, you put the sunglasses on, you see, which is the archetype of the blinders. No, you take the blinders off.